It's time for Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in Bangor, right between Brahma Grill and Fiddlehead Restaurant. Eric, talking to Eric Meehan right here in studio to talk wine and love and who knows what else.
Yeah. Hey, how's everybody doing today?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day to everybody. In fact, we're doing a special segment today that I came up with round about my 15th trip outside to snow shoveling. I'm one of those guys who I'm not worried too much about my own mortality, really. I probably should be more, especially given your little accident today and whatever. And
yeah, people, so yeah.
It's, but the one thing I always worry about is that that heart attack before you're 50 sort of thing. And I know that you've had, you know, your own recent, you've shared on air that your recent nerves about your heart. And so
yeah.
Whenever I'm shoveling, I'm always cognizant of the fact that they always say, oh, that's when that gets you. You
know, that was the downside, frankly, of getting an absolute clean bill of health and the cardiologist saying, your heart's fine. That's
so
not going
to
kill you.
You had to go home to your wife and say, I guess I can keep shoveling.
Now I got to shovel.
I'm good to go.
Now I got to rake the roof. And I found myself at one point today hoping for chest pains. That's not a good
raking roofs, by the way, is another thing that's fabulous
awesome.
To me. I just want to call random people in the South, like, so you ever raked a roof? Mm. And just hear the response.
I can't raise, this is it,
yeah.
Can't raise either hand fully after.
No, I've got a very sharp pain in the back of my, just right where you can't even massage it or anything. It's good. But there's wine, folks.
And
so what we're talking
better.
About today, we're talking, you know, about purity and wine, and that's what we're... And so we're sticking with the purity aspect, but what I wanted to talk about in the Valentine's Day special, since it happened to fall today, is wine good for your heart? Right there, I get asked this all the time, and of course, when one is concerned about whether or not their ticker is going to keep ticking because of all the shovelfuls of the white stuff, you know, these things pop up. So yeah, so I do get asked this a lot. You know, it's you know, healthfulness in wine, and we'll talk about this forever and ever and ever. There's a lot of reasons why wine in particular is good for you. And then also just alcohols in general. So for you brown spirits fans or whatever, you're still in luck. Now, the language that you can find on this is all very parsed because, of course, people, there's a lot of studies that are fairly conclusive. And that's about as committal as they'll get. But of course, there's always the understanding that alcohol, just in general, and then also the antioxidants that are in grape skins are very, very good for your good cholesterol, right? And they also protect against cholesterol buildup. And that's been understood for quite a while. I remember, my first physical, because I never got physicals, right? I'm a typical guy, but I finally got on the health plan. My wife, you know, made me sort of thing, which is the only reason that many men are still alive is because their wives actually take responsibility on themselves. And I said, you know, I probably, because of my profession and because it's so darn fun, I probably imbibe a little bit more than your average human being. And he checked my cholesterol and I was like, well, that's all fantastic. There's your imbibing. Mm. Like, yeah. Now, the polyphenols that are in the red wine, that's why a lot of people come to me and talk about, you know, red wine. What is this thing about red wine? I heard it on Oprah. I heard it on Dr. Oz. So the polyphenols that are in the grapes particularly are very good for the lining of your heart, for the blood vessels, which can obviously, you know, that's one of the very weak points in the system. And so that strengthening is very, very good for you as well. But one of the polyphenols that gets the attention is called resveratrol, and that is a substance that not only does it help prevent damage to your heart's blood vessels, but it also reduces the low density or bad cholesterol, and it also may help prevent blood clotting. For those of you that are you know, being told by your doctor perhaps a glass of red wine a day, that's what they're getting at, that this resveratrol, which is a present in really the pigments, the skins of the red wine, is very, very good for you. The other thing I did want to sort of talk about really quick is the overall psychological effect of alcohol is also very good for your heart and your brain and your entire body. While I'm not suggesting drinking a lot, Certainly, especially on days when you've probably been exerting yourself more than normal, certainly physically, going and you know, propping your feet up and having a glass of wine is also very, very good for your mental state, one would think.
I'm thinking maybe just tomorrow, take a bottle with you out into the snow.
And a straw.
And a straw.
And just do it.
Or get a little holder. If you have a snowblower, put a holder right there.
Another foot. I heard you on the way. I hope it's just getting, we'll just get it over with. And then and then next week, spring.
Right. I'm good with that.
Yeah, we'll do Vino Verde next week and just carry on as if this is all just a bad dream.
So now I get, because I'm weird, I subscribe to the newsletter from the Center for Science and the Public Interest. And they have a lot of great nutritional information in there and debunk a lot of the myths. But they've consistently said the same thing, that, for most adults, a couple of drinks a day, not only is not bad for you, but it's pretty beneficial.
Indeed, good. Yeah, it's a tough thing. I mean, various people abstain for various reasons, and I get that. But I can't say it enough. It's a really cathartic thing for folks. Another cathartic thing, hopefully, is coming and enjoying our tastings, by the way. And yes. I did want to get in a shameless plug. Hopefully, Thursday from 5 to 7, we will have our monthly tasting.
It'll be Thursday night. It'll be
I think we'll be good.
Yeah.
We're Mainers. I'm wicked impressed. I had all my friends back in Jersey like, where's my storm? I want to have a couple days off. I'm like, a couple days? No. We had people literally astounded that they had a day in a historic snowfall. So there you go. Now the wine we're doing tonight, by the way, and this is this also sort of carries through. We were gonna do you mentioned we were gonna do the Spanish wine that was featured in our newsletter, but instead, because that's been selling very well, and also because I picked this heart and health friendly segment, we're doing a wine from Sardinia. Sardinia is an island off of Italy, a very large island off of Italy. And it's its own place, just like Sicily is its own place. I mean, don't dare call them Italians. They're Sardinians. But they are famous for having the very crazy longevity of life. The average age, I think, I mean, it's like 102 in certain pockets of this island, especially in the north. And the grape that they specialize there is called Cananao. And you've certainly heard of Cananao in its normal form, which is Grenache. Grenache obviously grows all throughout that Mediterranean climate down into Spain and up into the French coast. But Cananao is what it's called there in Sardinia. And again, for a lot of the obvious reasons that we were just talking about, they all have very good hearts and are very, very healthful people because they have a Mediterranean climate and they drink this wonderful red wine, which is full of resveratrol and alcohol, just in general.
There you go.
But let's try it. It's really, really quite delightful. So this is from a producer called Tenute Soletta. It's a wine. It's not inexpensive. It's slightly over $20 on the shelf, but it's really, really an elegant, age-worthy wine that I think is absolutely killer. And by the way, that age-worthy thing that we've talked about, the tannins and the antioxidant properties there, they all tie in together. If it's good for aging, it's probably good for you. Just a little helpful hint.
Nice.
Yeah. But we hope to see you on Thursday night if we can, and if there's any store closings because of Mother Nature, we'll be posting that on Facebook and Twitter and all that sort of stuff. Have a wonderful Valentine's Day.
Mm.
We are still open until 8 o'clock tonight in case you need something for your sweetie or sweeties. I'm not here to judge.
No.
I'm just here to sell.
That's it.
All right.
This is nice. It's very smooth.
Mm.
Mm. You like this,
smoky,
Karen?
Dark berry fruit. So again, Cananao, which is Grenache. Absolutely killer.
Mm, very nice.
Absolutely killer.
It's be good with a meal.
Yeah. That's the thing. I mean, having this with, some light, again, Mediterranean fare would be absolutely fantastic. Even things like shellfish, it's not super heavy and it's still juicy enough that you could actually do that with. Certainly cooked fish, fried fish, pork, because they have a lot of, agriculture pigs up there, so they do eat a lot of pork as well. It's fantastic. Check it out.
Very nice. Thank you, Eric.
Cool. Rock and roll, guys.
Eric Mann, Bangor Wine and Cheese, Message in the Bottle, every Tuesday afternoon here on Downtown